This fall, the U.S. General Accounting Office, the GAO, published a report for Congress with the title, Low-Level Radioactive Waste. States are not developing disposal facilities. Congress had instructed states to do just that. The states were to team up in groups called compacts. Then each compact was to establish one disposal site for its group. The GAO reports the states have spent almost $600 million over the last 18 years to find sites to dispose of commercially generated low-level radioactive waste. Dwayne Weigel is the principal author of the GAO report. He says, so far, the states have missed one federal deadline after another.
None of the 10 existing compacts of states, nor for that matter any state not affiliated with a compact, is actively attempting to locate and license and construct a new disposal facility for low-level radioactive waste.
Low-level waste includes things such as some of the protective clothing and tools used at nuclear power plants, syringes used in nuclear medicine, and radioactive waste produced by manufacturers and university researchers. It is not spent nuclear fuel. That's another issue altogether. In the late 1970s, there were six facilities accepting low-level radioactive waste. By 1980, three of them were closed because of improper management. Suddenly, the low-level waste generators were looking at a shortage of disposal capacity. Barry Rabe is a professor at the University of Michigan's School of Natural Resources and Environment. Rabe says the states which still had sites didn't want to be the radioactive dumping grounds for the nation.
The three states that were still hosting low-level waste facilities, South Carolina, Nevada, and Washington, began to raise the issue, you know, when are other states going to participate and share in this burden, and literally threatened to hold the nation hostage and threatened to close their facilities unless they saw action from other states.
Professor Rabe says in 1980, Congress passed the legislation that required the states to establish a cooperative system of low-level radioactive waste disposal. The states organized into 10 different compacts.
But the problems emerged when decisions were made over what state would go first, and then once a state was so designated, how they would pursue siting. And that's why we've really, after that point, we've had nearly 20 years now of gridlock and very little progress in this area. There are a number of compacts, but very little movement towards siting or long-term resolution of these issues.
Solving those issues is the mandate of the Low-Level Radioactive Waste Forum. It's made up of appointees of governors and compact commissions. M.A. Shaker is an advisor to the forum. She says the issue is not that low-level radioactive waste is any more dangerous than other hazardous wastes.
It's political. It's a political process. It's not a technical issue anymore. It has to do with equity. It has to do with managing something that's very, very unpopular.
Unpopular or not, the waste has to go somewhere. Right now, states in the Great Lakes region have only two places left to send the low-level waste. A site in Utah accepts only the least contaminated classification of waste. Another site in South Carolina is 90% full. And South Carolina is looking at banning waste from out of state. That could mean low-level radioactive waste generators would have to store the waste on site. The GAO report's author, Dwayne Weigel, says if Congress wants to make a change, it really has only a couple of options. It could do away with the compacts, and with it, the state's rights to bar the waste. States would probably respond by closing the current disposal sites.
The other alternative is to dispose of this waste along with the much, much larger quantity of the Department of Energy's waste at selected DOE facilities.
The GAO report says the Department of Energy has a lot more space for the disposal of low-level radioactive waste than it will ever use. So letting the DOE handle the problem sounds attractive. Except to the states where the DOE dumps its waste. Once again, it would mean just a couple of states would be the low-level radioactive waste dumping grounds for the entire nation, the same complaint that began the search for new sites 2 decades ago. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.